the lots that where they were confined. We had sheep, but we didn't mention any particular name like people do, like a fold or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We had a limited number of terms that were applied to those things. Mm-hmm. The animal is in its stall if it is individually separated. That's built for almost anything. And a pen, of course. And
the hog.
Hog was in a pen. Yeah. And
how did you feed the hogs, by the way?
What did you give them? The slop and fit them in them?
Yes. Where did the slop go? Or?
Trough.
And did you keep them penned up all the time or just to
fatten No, them? Just to fatten them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any experience with wild hogs?
No, never did.
Were there rumors that there would be some around? Or?
Well, there had been before my day.
That was
a generation back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the hay would be kept.
Hay would be in the loft in the for the animals would be. Of course, we had great big. This was hay country, so we had large barns with just hay in it. But we also kept hay in the barn in the loft. That's where the hay stayed. Hay loft. That's where it would put. You could keep a little bit in the crib because that basically was for the grain, corn, corn crib.
Did you keep hay outside at all?
Kept some in a hay rick.
Now, would you explain that?
There were two kinds of hay ricks. Where this was, but it was they were not common because we baled here. A hay rick was just a long, oval, loaf-shaped pile of hay with the top rounded over to shed the rain.
Mm-hmm. Was it stuck on a pole?
No, we didn't use a pole.
I see. Just stacked.
They stacked and they combed it, and they could with a hay fork, and they could make a very effective long oval rick. And hay was stacked in bales that way sometime outside, and covered the same way with the loose hay, and there would be enough of a roof effect to shed the water, you see. But nowadays, of course, they covered with that plastic stuff. But now that's the only thing that we had. Well, most of the hay was. This was hay country, and it was all baled, and we had large barns. The farmers lived in mortal terror of lightning striking those hay barns because it would make a terrific fire, and you couldn't insure it because it was so hazardous you couldn't pay the insurance. And I remember seeing the sky lighted at night in the prairie, and you'd say, well, you know, somebody's lost his barn, which meant a terrific loss to a farmer.
Did you ever see poles like this? And other poles like this, so and the hay around
it. I have seen it, I'm sure, but it was not a common practice at all. Did that have a name?
Well, sometimes that was called a rack, a barracks.
Mm-hmm. That's not common here at all.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when the hay was cut, first cut, the entire process carried out without interruption or? Did the hay stay in the field for
and,
a while?
And dried. It cured to a certain extent. But they use the term dried.
In what way was it kept in the field after it was cut?
Right where it fell. And then it was put into windrows.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put into hay cocks. And then pushed into those large hay ricks. Which I told you that with that big push rake.
Yes.
That had teeth in front.
Yes.
It was big hay ricks. The hay rick, when you say hay rick to me, I see the huge pile of hay by the hay press, where they fed the press from the hay rick. That was a loose hay brought in and they fed the press. Now that's what I see. And I grew up in hay country. That's what folks did. That part of my father's operation. He had certain lands that he just did nothing but hay on. Worlds of it. That was an activity that went on the entire growing season. In addition, and it was a money crop.